Aquitaine, strangely unconquered. His daughter, it seems, resides there.
She is wed to the Sire de Pauvre,
the old man broke in. The king glanced around at the noble, a soured expression on his face as if he disliked being interrupted.
Edward, the king said to his son, explain to Sir Hyatt what you wish of him.
The prince walked from behind his father to seat himself on a stool near Hyatt.
The Castle de la Noye, of which Lord Laverne speaks, is a large and stout keep.
The land is fertile and rich, and there are many residents, but it has been mismanaged for many years. Our armies have not conquered so far east, but now I lead a new assault on France, and after the first battles from Bordeaux, I would have you secure de la Noye for England. Will you do it?
Yea, my lord.
Do you have the means to enlarge your own forces? More men will be required.
Yea, this can be done. There are those who desire to carry my colours.
Young Edward smiled.
I don't doubt it. You have both a good reputation and the ear of the prince. It is only the money I have worried about, for buying the weapons and horses and paying knights and archers is costly. You made enough at Calais, eh, Hyatt?
Calais has ceded the wealth of many.
Among them your enemy, Sir Hollis Marsden. That is why I have asked for a secret conference. Hollis must be carried to France along with many others, for I have need of the best soldiers. If he fights well, which I assume he as well as you will secure a piece of land. You must not tell anyone where you are bound, nor your intention, nor our agreement, until you are nearly there. I have given my knights leave to take what they will when the plunder begins, but it is you I want in de la Noye.
Sire,
Lord Laverne whispered with urgency.
My daughter.
Prince Edward looked over his shoulder with annoyance.
The old man despises his son-in-law, but pleads for the woman's life. You need not make any promises.
Hyatt chuckled.
Indeed I cannot. 'Tis not a fair I journey toward. Rest easy, old man. If the castle is to belong to me, only necessary death shall occur. Will the lord who holds the land surrender to my arms?
Laverne snorted.
He cannot fight, that is sure. He is an odd, weak little beggar who has kept from war by means of money.
All the money I sent for a dowry with my daughter 12 years ago.
I have come all the way from Flanders to ask that a knight of some repute be sent to de la Noye, for it is apparent the castle must fall to the English soon. And in that conquest, my daughter must be spared.
Why do you not give your daughter Haven yourself? Hyatt asked.
Laverne looked down as if in embarrassment.
She will not leave the Sire de Pauvre. She refuses to betray him. She wrote to me that, strong or weak, good or bad, stalwart or cowardly, the Sire is her husband by oath before God, and she cannot return to her father while he lives. And she cannot leave de la Noye, for all who reside there depend on her.
Hyatt listened with interest. Do you claim her to be a worthy dame?
Yea, if foolish. She does not owe this loyalty to Gilles de Pauvre. He has done nothing to keep her safe or well.
If possible, I will let the beldame go,
Hyatt said.
Beldame?
Laverne laughed.
She is but 21. I sent her to de la Noye when she was 9 years old.
Hyatt frowned, finding it impossible to believe that one so young had principles so strong. He shrugged off his curiosity, for the larger intrigue was the battle and the gift of lands, something he had waited and hoped for many years.
When do we depart for France?
Can you gather plentiful forces in 1 month?
Prince Edward asked.
Yea, and then? When we have subdued the borderlands, you may have my leave to advance to de la Noye. If you accomplish this to my liking, you will be handsomely rewarded. And if you can keep Sir Hollis or any other scourge from taking it away from you.
Sire, do any other of my enemies threaten?
Does any member of my father's household take up arms?
Ah, do you mean Sir Ryland Laidley?
Edward chuckled.
I think that clever knight has avoided fighting long enough to assure us all that he will never raise a sword on my behalf or England's. But it is well known that he supports Sir Hollis against you. Beware of that strange brotherhood.
Hyatt rose and saluted the king. He shook hands with the prince again.
I am in your debt, he said quietly.